still no word on the fate of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The plane, with its 239 passengers and crew, vanished almost a week ago. Confusion has marked the investigation all week. Even now, amid reports suggesting the plane flew for several hours towards the Indian Ocean, investigators still appear to have no firm clues as to its whereabouts. Almost from the start, Malaysian officials have been criticized for their handling of the crisis. They've been accused of being slow to release information and then of giving contradictory accounts. Kian Wong is a Malaysian journalist currently based in Washington. He says he's not especially surprised by the performance of Malaysia's officials and politicians.
I suppose it really comes down to the problem of a rather monocultural political scene where you've had this party or coalition in power ever since Malaysia's independence over 50 years ago. And you've had a sort of inbreeding, if you like, of a lot of the culture. Yet at the same time, Malaysia is very much a globalized top 20 trading nation in the world. And it engages with the world in a pretty open, modern manner, except its politics hasn't quite caught up. It still has this political culture that is stuck in a sort of feudal time warp.
It's been interesting to see these press conferences and to kind of hear about the missteps or, you know, three different press releases in a day. It seems like Malaysian officials seem to be sort of in denial about just the fact that the whole world is watching them. Let's hear a bit of that now from the defense minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, speaking with reporters earlier this week.
This is utter confusion now.
I don't think so. I think it's far from it. It's only confusion if you want it to be seen to be confusion. We have made it very clear that we've been very consistent in our approach.
And that was the transport minister. He's also the defense minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, who is, in fact, the cousin of Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Kian Wong, how do you see the answers we're hearing? Do you see it as confusing?
It has been. And I think, basically, even a lot of rather vociferous local commentators have acknowledged and lambasted the government for ineptly handling the critical first few days of this search and rescue operation. I mean, in many ways, it's unprecedented such a crisis has occurred. But it also, I guess, reveals, you know, all these shortcomings of how the government has been run and the limits that the political system and the hobbled democracy has thrown up. Lots of problems with the lack of talent at the top echelons. However, having said that, Hisham Hussein, the defense minister and acting transport minister, is probably among the best and most articulate of them. And I think the daily press conferences clearly have improved since he started helming them the last few days.
Kian, you were the BBC correspondent in Kuala Lumpur for 5 years. That was from 1998 to 2003. Did you encounter the Malaysian government's discomfort with direct questions firsthand?
Oh, many times, many times. But I think, you know, some of this has to do with also the traditional culture that applies not only in Malaysia, but across Southeast Asia, in my experiences of reporting from Indonesia and Singapore as well, where that Western reporting direct questioning style is in many ways at odds with a more traditional, forgiving, if more, you know, polite type of inquiry that occurs. But, you know, you can't excuse all of that, obviously, on just the culture alone. There is a problem that has been prevailing in Malaysia for some time over the way information is given, especially in a modern globalized economy like Malaysia, where to ration these things becomes very difficult, especially with the internet being free and open like it is in Malaysia.
Malaysian journalist Kian Wong, thank you so much.
Thanks.